Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show, powered by the Sports Kings here on iHeartRadio. It is a Friday, September 4th, 2020. We have made it to the end of another week here on the Mean Gene Show. You know, I was going to do the podcast yesterday, but decided to wait until the finish of that Clippers-Nuggets game, as well as the Celtics and Raptors game. And I'm really glad I did, folks. What an ending to the Raptors-Celtics game. OG Anunoby hits the jumper as time runs out. I don't even think that shot was designed for him, but he knocked it down and the Raptors avoided what surely looked like an 0-3 hole against the Celtics. And you know what, folks? I mean, I just really think that might have been their wake-up call. And because of that big shot, I think we might have a series out of this right now because, you know, if they win again, if they had lost that game last night, they would have been in an 0-3 hole. And you're talking about the defending champions, Toronto Raptors, without Kawhi Leonard. They have made a statement all year, was really smoking hot before the shutdown. Since the shutdown, I mean, everybody has kind of played a little bit differently, especially Milwaukee. Man, what a shot. So they win again. They win again, and it's a 2-2 series. So how about Kyle Lowry? He showed up in these playoffs, and he's really doing good. Dropped, I think he had 31 last night, and he also took one in the midsection. He took one in the area where guys don't like to be hit or touch. I mean, it's just sensitive down there. And if you watch the game, you'll see, I think it was Wanamaker, looked like he was going up for a shot coming from the baseline. His knee went up and just went right into Kyle Lowry's balls. Okay, I can say that right on my podcast here on iHeartRadio. And it looked bad. And TV, just what, the more and more they show this, it hurts even more. I'm sitting in my recliner watching this, and I felt his pain. I really did. You know, he walked it off. And I remember a long time ago, they said, you know, players, basketball, whatever sport it is, you just cannot touch down there because you're on TV. Well, I mean, hey, when it hurts down there and you get kneed, he got kneed so hard, his ass jumped up in the air. It's almost like a donkey kick. I mean, it was just crazy. He did manage to finish the game. And what's so bad about it, the Celtics made the shot and got a and one on it. I mean, so it was just adding insult to injury. Just really, 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 really bad. But like I said, he recovered, but it looked painful. Watching the Raptors, though, I mean, big win last night. What has happened to Mark Gasol? I mean, he just doesn't seem like the same player that put up those good numbers when he was with Memphis. And I mean, just kind of looking at Gasol, and by the way, he's starting to look more like his brother Paul now. I mean, he's really starting to look like his brother, his older brother. But I mean, just watching Gasol, I mean, he's just out there. I mean, he's not getting a lot of minutes on the court. And you would think, I mean, he's somewhat of a big guy. His shots are just not falling. So I don't know what's happening. And another player that just seems to be playing out of whack is Pascal Siakam. Siakam, leader of that team before the NBA shutdown. But it's just like he's a different guy now. He's getting a lot of silly fouls, technical fouls, and just not playing with that same. I don't know. Maybe it's the bubble. Maybe it's the bubble. Maybe it's being down in Florida. And I mean, now I think the families are allowed to be there now because remember, as I had said earlier, as teams are eliminated from the bubble, then that bubble gets smaller and then you can sort of bring in more people. So their families are there now. I mean, looking at the families are there. So that is pretty cool. You got just 8 teams now. Remember, it started with 22, a little bit smaller and still no positive tests down there as far as the coronavirus. But anyway, the Raptors, maybe, like I said, maybe that particular big game shot by OG Anunoby will make this team wake up and realize, hey, we're not done yet. We're not done. Because the Celtics have just been manhandling them. The Celtics have just been on fire. And it looked like a Celtics win. I'm serious. It looked like the Boston Celtics were going to be 3-0 coming out of that. And it was just, I don't know how Toronto could recover. But anyway, so how about the other game? The Clippers, the Denver Nuggets. So, I mean, you know, The Clippers struggled early in that game. And when I say early, it was just basically the first quarter, which ended up 31-31 all at the end of one. But they ran away with the other quarters and finished with a 120-97 victory over Denver. I mean, Clippers defense just made shots very difficult for Denver last night. I mean, you look at the box score of that Denver game. Anytime Paul Millsap is your high scorer, he finished with, 13 points, I think, and 9 rebounds. And you're talking about Millsap hasn't really been, I mean, he's been somewhat of a factor in the playoffs. But, I mean, he was more than a factor last night. He was the leading scorer. And Jamal Murray, come on. How many more games did you expect Jamal Murray to come out there and just really, you know, be hot? Now, we've seen some streaks. I mean, that Utah series just really brought out the best in Jamal Murray. And leave it up to Doc Rivers for preparing his team for the game. Soon as I found out that Patrick Beverley was going to be playing, and I just said, you know what, this is not going to be good for Denver. I mean, because defensive-wise, he has the best team in basketball. Doc Rivers has so many freaking players on that team, and I still wonder how the hell they're all getting paid. I mean, he's just got so many players. Anyway, so last night in that particular game, Kawhi Leonard dropped in 29 points. How about Marcus Morris? Morris had a big night, went 4-for-5 from downtown, finished with 19 points. This guy is a really good help. Like I said, the Clippers just got too many damn players. And if you're the opposing team, you're scouting the Clippers. You don't know who the hell he's going to put on the court at any given time. Who knows? I mean, who knows what you're going to get with the Clippers? So Paul George dropped in some points last night. I think he dropped in 19. He had 5 turnovers, but Paul George is getting it together. And the scary part about the Clippers is that even though they may not be on all cylinders at times, you know, the more they advance in these playoffs, I mean, that you just think it's all going to click. And I did pick the Clippers to win the NBA championship. I did. I went against my own favorite Lakers. But, I mean, you're seeing it. You're seeing Montrezl Harrell. You see a big effort from him last night. Lou Williams had an off night last night. I mean, he didn't play that many minutes, 10 points. I mean, just imagine. So Patrick Beverley only played 12 minutes and scored 8 points. So, I mean, he's coming in off an injury. What a big help. Like I said, Montrezl Harrell, good Lord. I mean, they just got so many players. Reggie Jackson, you just got so many different matchup problems trying to guard the Clippers. I just don't see how it's going to happen. So anyway, the Joker kind of showed up also. But Jamal Murray, 5 for 15 from the floor. So, and you just have to blame that on the Clippers defense. That stifling defense that's just not going to let you do what you want to do when you want to do it. And hats off to Doc Rivers and what a good game. So, game 2 for the Clippers and Nuggets is going to be Saturday. And game 4 for Boston and Toronto also on Saturday. So now this is where you have to make that time, folks, and watch these games because they are really, really getting good. I mean, it's just, oh my goodness, this is really good. So, big show today. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the other series that's happening. Lakers, Rockets, they start game 1. That game is going to take place tonight. I try to give you my prediction on that one, as well as Milwaukee and Miami. Boy, do we have some trouble in Milwaukee, or at least in the bubble version of Milwaukee. So, hey, stick around. Big show. Also going to talk about the NFL training camps. Things are just really getting interesting in the NFL. We're really getting close to the start of the season. And maybe this morning, I was convinced, perhaps, to enter at least into one fantasy football competition contest. So that's what I'm going to do. When we come back, we are going to continue to talk more about the NBA and the NFL. You're listening to The Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And we are back, folks. Once again, you're listening to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio, Friday, September 4th, 2020. Moving right along, over in the Eastern Conference semifinals, we have the Milwaukee Bucks and the Miami Heat. The Milwaukee Bucks currently trail the Miami Heat 2-0 in the best of seven series. I said that correctly. The Milwaukee Bucks trail the Miami Heat 2-0 in the best of seven series. If you can recall, I've said several times on my show, Drew Gooden, former Cleveland Cavalier basketball player, predicted the Miami Heat would win the NBA championship. So I don't see how that's going to happen. Now, I do believe, because the status that they're in currently, they have a chance to get to the Eastern Conference Finals and has a good chance of winning that. I mean, so you have to just, I mean, here's the thing. The Milwaukee Bucks, they finished the regular season with the best record in the NBA, 56-17. And the fact that they are 2 games away from getting tossed out of these playoffs in the Eastern Conference semifinals is unbelievable. Now, when you look at the Miami Heat, no one had their eyes on the Miami Heat. They finished 44-29 in the regular season. They were only 5th place in the Eastern Conference, okay? 12 games behind Milwaukee. But here in these playoffs, they are 6-0, okay? And for the Milwaukee Bucks to beat the Miami Heat, they have to win 4 of the next 5. Can you see that happening? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's the bubble. Maybe it's the fact that people are not really, you know, giving the Miami Heat respect. They are playing in Florida, even though they're you know, a couple of hours away from Orlando. Orlando played the Milwaukee Bucks pretty tough. So let's not be so quick to say there's no home court advantage. I mean, apparently there's something going on. Maybe there's a home state advantage, because the Miami Heat are very interesting. And let's not disrespect Eric Spoelstra, who has won NBA championships. So this guy knows a little bit something about playoff basketball. Good veteran leadership team down there. Iguodala might have been one of the most interesting pickups that they picked up there. And of course, Jimmy Butler. I mean, had Jimmy Butler stayed with the Philadelphia 76ers, he would be not in the playoffs. Jimmy Butler knows something about some basketball. And, you know, of course, you know, Jimmy Butler likes to win. Didn't win as much in Chicago, wanted to go to Philly, got to Philly, didn't like their work ethic in Philly, so he's in Miami. And 2 games away from getting his team to the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. So it's going to be interesting to see how this is going to play out. But anyway, man, just big props to the Miami Heat. Over in the Western Conference semifinals, how about the Lakers and the Rockets now? So we do finally know who the Lakers are going to be playing. They stood out there, waited and waited to see what the Rockets were going to do, or the Oklahoma City Thunder we're going to do. So the Rockets advance to the second round on basically what turned out to be a pretty good defensive game 7 for James Harden. And so, I mean, Harden is not really putting up those crazy points. I mean, he finished with 17 points in that game 7 game against Oklahoma, 4 for 15 shooting from the floor. And the dude was 1 for 9 on 3-pointers, okay? So you got to know that he's going to get hot. And thank goodness they had Russell Westbrook, who sort of kind of saved the day as well. But the Lakers haven't played since Saturday, I believe, last Saturday, when they defeated the Portland Trail Blazers 131-122 in game 5 of that first round series. So, and Anthony Davis came off, 43 points in that game? The fact that the Lakers have been resting is a good thing. I don't know if Rajon Rondo's going to play. At least I haven't heard anything about that just yet. But this is going to be an interesting series. I got the Lakers winning this series. The Lakers bigs, is going to be interesting to see how the coaching staff is going to play the bigs, because the Rockets have no bigs. The Rockets have big men by committee. They have Robert Covington that'll get out there. PJ Tucker, who has been always had to play against oversized centers. So this is going to be very, very interesting. I think you're gonna see a James Harden. He's gonna get hot in this, but I also think it's just gonna be. I think size. If Vogel, Frank Vogel, does this right, and we know he hasn't always done it right, I think you're gonna be looking at size. I think the Lakers definitely have that size advantage. And I did get just an update on Rondo. He's questionable for game one. Sometimes questionable means he's ready to go. He did practice, so we're going to see how that pans out. But I'm looking forward to a good series here. I think this is really going to be good. I think the Lakers just having that break for an older team. They are old, thanks to LeBron James and some of those. Dwight Howard maybe makes this team a little bit older. But I do think for a fact that the Lakers have an advantage, especially at the big man position. Rockets will probably... You know, you're going to see a lot of Westbrook. You'll see a lot of James Harden. Occasionally, you'll see some Eric Gordon. But I just think size. I mean, for the Rockets to beat the Lakers, they're going to have to shoot at least 55, 60 from the field. I don't see how they're going to get any inside shots on the Lakers, depending on, you know, who they're going to put out there. LeBron has really been playing some good. He finished with 36 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists in that last game against the Portland Trailblazers. So should be a very, very interesting series, and I cannot wait. Let's take a look at the NFL right now. Man, so much happening in the NFL that it's really getting my attention, even though I guess I'm still looking at the pandemic, but the pandemic seems to be taking a back burner to the NFL, especially with some of the things that are happening. And as we are getting closer to the start of the 2020 NFL season, I am becoming a little bit more interested in it in a standpoint that it looks like they are determined to play, whether with fans, without fans. The NFL is steamrolling. So I have to get my ass on board, because I can't be behind the eight ball when all of this stuff starts. So let's start with the big news that's happening in training camp, is that the Washington National Football Team has released Adrian Peterson after two seasons. Peterson, I think, was the leading rusher last year. So not really sure what's going on. I mean, maybe he just don't fit into the scheme of things when you look at Ron Rivera and what he likes to do. I mean, I think Adrian Peterson still has something left in the tank. I mean, his resume in Washington has proved that. So that's going to be interesting to see who's going to pick up an Adrian Peterson. He is getting a lot older, but at the same time, that was some shocking news there. How about New England Patriots have announced that Cam Newton is going to be their starting quarterback. Not only will he be starting quarterback, he is going to be one of the team captains. So apparently Bill Belichick, I don't expect Belichick to change, but at the same time, maybe he does change a little bit. Certainly after working with Tom Brady for all of those years, he can't have the same expectations from Cam Newton. But at the same time, it shows that both of them will have to change. Cam Newton knows the reputation of the New England organization. There's some change that's going to come on his part, and there's some change that's going to come on Belichick's part. But they named the starting quarterback even after they said that, you know, Stidham was the other guy that was competing for the starting job in New England. But I mean, come on, we kind of knew that Cam Newton was going to get the job. And so that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. So in other news, of course, the Seahawks are waiting for the NFL to reinstate Josh Gordon. You know, Josh Gordon, who has, you know, something about him and drug tests just don't go good together. This guy has just repeatedly been in trouble with the NFL, has been suspended so much. He is just an incredible talent. And if he can just ever go a whole season, he's going to help someone. And it's not at all surprising that the Seahawks re-signed him, because they know what they have there. And I think the Seahawks, Russell Wilson, I mean, they just know what they got going on. So other news, how about Leonard Fournette? So he gets canned one day by the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Bruce Arians says, hold up, let's make sure this guy doesn't get on a plane and leave the state of Florida. Or if he does get on a plane, then he's going to come up to Tampa. And that's exactly what they did. They actually signed Leonard Fournette, didn't waste any time. I mean, crazy. Who saw that one coming? All right. So now, Buccaneers already had a running back with Ronald Jones, but interesting. Fournette comes, you know, a lot of times you see these players when they change teams, go to a different atmosphere, things could change. But this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team is looking pretty interesting. They signed Fournette to a one-year deal on Wednesday. And because now with Ronald Jones, I mean, they haven't really seen anything exciting. So, man, that's going to make training camp and the season just a little bit more interesting, you know, when it comes to that. How about the Saints are trying their best to sign Jadeveon Clowney. Now, Clowney and so are the Tennessee Titans. They're trying to reach Clowney. I know for a fact that he's been in communication with the Saints, and this could be interesting. The Saints, I mean, having a veteran leader like Clowney could be interesting. Now, you know, Clowney spent 5 seasons with the Texans, and then he spent last year with the Seahawks, where he didn't necessarily perform according to expectations. But he's 27 years old. He's had some injuries during his career. So we're going to see, you know, I still think at 27, he still has something left in the tank, and just the veteran leadership that would be interesting in the locker room for Jadeveon Clowney. So like I said, the NFL is making news, and man, I have to get on board. Today is the 4th, and we're the season. The Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs are going to play September 10th. I mean, things are happening. Things are just really moving along. So we have to get on board. And I told you about fantasy football. I believe this weekend I'm going to get at least one fantasy football team set up and ready to roll. I got to do it. I have to do it. There's just no way because it's getting interesting now. I mean, things are just, you know, no preseason. I guess, you know, I just kind of really missed the preseason. You know, creatures of habit, just normally, like I said, I pick my teams based or players based on performances, and just having being able to watch them, that matters to me. So and that's going to be interesting. But yeah, next Thursday, people, the NFL season starts, whether you're ready for it or not. I don't know if there's going to be any fans in attendance. I don't think so for this first game between the Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs. And what a way to start, because remember, the Texans had that big lead over the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs and lost it. I think they were up like, what, 20-21 or 20-0, and lost that game. Could have upset, you know, what turned out to be the Super Bowl champion. So, and then on the 13th, the season is just really going to kick off. I mean, you just got the Cowboys and Rams, Seahawks and Falcons, Bears and Lions. They seem to always start. Packers and Vikings, Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington football team, Bucks and Saints, getting a lot of playoff. I mean, divisional games that start. So these are going to be some critical games. Bucks and Saints, Eagles and the Washington football team, Packers and Vikings, Bears and Lions. I mean, you know, Jets and Bills. So, Dolphins and Patriots. I'll talk a little bit more about these games next week, of course. But just, I mean, I am trying to get myself excited, I guess, for the NFL season, knowing that we have a pandemic. Don't know. And I was telling someone yesterday, I don't know if the season is going to finish. I don't know if things are going to happen with coronavirus and the flu and all of that and how things are going to pan out. Now, the White House is saying there's probably going to be a vaccine before the election. That's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see. Maybe the NFL is getting information that none of us are privy to where they're moving full steam ahead. And they would be the only franchise, the only sport that is going to be playing their schedule when they're supposed to play their schedules. How about that? I mean, it would be remarkable if we get all the way through the end of this year with the NFL into the playoffs in January and the Super Bowl, which could be one incredible event if we are all pandemic free and there's a vaccine. That Super Bowl is going to be incredible. So we're going to see, even though certain teams are still playing it safe by not having fans, some teams say, well, we're going to wait and see. We're going to have limited fans. But hey, folks, football is here. And I know what you're saying. Well, Mean Gene, we all knew that. Welcome aboard, Mean Gene. About time you got on the bandwagon here. So, yes, I'm on. I have to get together this weekend and get me a fantasy football team. Normally, I play in 3 to 4 leagues. So my nephew tried to get me in one league. And, you know, I'm the old man in the league playing against a bunch of youngsters, right? I think they had fun whooping my ass last year. But I tell you what, something tells me that I'm going to pick one team this weekend, and I'm probably going to get another, maybe two more before Thursday's game between the Chiefs and the Houston Texans. But, hey, it's here, I'm getting excited for the season and the players, of course. But, I mean, we still have to be concerned about COVID-19. It has not disappeared. It's still there. We have to respect that. I mean, we do. So that's my NFL update, folks. I will come back after the weekend and we'll see. I know there's the PGA Tour Championship. Sorry, I just don't have enough information to talk about the PGA right now because it's the NFL and the NBA is just really, really getting all of my attention. So I'll spend all my time focusing on preparing for those talking points. But we'll come back next week and we'll talk about the PGA Tour, the FedEx Cup, which is like the big, big, big grand finale for the PGA. And of course, the WNBA, the playoffs, it should be starting here pretty soon. So I want to get you prepared for that as well. So hey, go out and have a very, very safe weekend. I know it's going to be hot in certain areas. I don't think there's any threat of any major crazy weather other than actually a cool front happening here in my neck of the woods in the Houston area. So looking forward to those lows of 60s and highs of 80s. That's like the best time of the year. And then that goes along with football, of course, the fall, right? So, all right, folks, we'll see you next week here on the Mean Gene Show on iHeartRadio.